Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. Websites. If you want to access our show, HagmanReport.com. Okay, very simple, HagmanReport.com. Bookmark that website and look at the articles, too, there. I've got to tell you, there's some important information there. But HagmanReport.com. And then at the top, there's a banner. It says click here for videos, basically. There it is right there, Hagman Report Live. Where truth can't be silenced, but they're trying. But you click that banner and it takes you to our video page. There you go. I want to tell you that we are no longer subservient to the communist fascist bastards at YouTube. And YouTube can, I won't tell you what YouTube can do, but YouTube is history. I'm not going to play their game. I'm not going to give them a dime. You know, every time we had a video on YouTube, of course, they monetize our videos, our intellectual property. And it doesn't work. So, it doesn't work for us. And then, of course, they said, nope, you can't stream. You can't post for 14 days because of scamming and deceptive practices. But yet they don't say what our scamming and deceptive practices are. So YouTube is history. If you're going to watch us, or if you're saying, well, where are you on YouTube? You're lost. Go to HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. And go from there. All right. Steve Quayle's with me today. I have a great packed show for you. Before I bring Steve on fully, and hopefully Steve can see this, okay, I want to tell you about something here. Understand that Hagman Report is a subsidiary of Hagman Investigative Services. We are more than a radio broadcast. We are a team of investigators, Randy Taylor, for example, others unnamed, working behind the scenes on a number of things, which brings me to HagmanStore.com very, very briefly, where we have coffee, the proceeds of which go to fund operations against, well, boots on the ground, I should say, to fund boots on the ground operations fighting against human and child sex trafficking. So please get yourself some great, damn good gourmet coffee. Three different blends. We've got the Detective's Choice, which is a hyper caffeinated. It works for me. Interrogations, interviews, or if you have teenagers that like to pull one over on you, you can have a cup of this and you can see right through them. I'm kidding, but you get the idea. HagmanStore.com, Detective's Choice, Patriot and Revolution Blends. We have ground whole bean and K-cups for your pleasure. Also a couple of coffee mugs there as well. And it's interesting that we've been banned from printing Don't Tread on Me coffee mugs on whatever. Eric the Tech, who banned us from that? You don't want to say? Doesn't matter. But you know, we're not going to be silenced. We're not going to be silenced. All right. Before I bring Steve on, I want to thank our everyone who supports us. May God bless you. Thank you so very, 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 very much, for your support. Now, we do have some corporate sponsors. I want to thank Policy Genius in particular. Policy Genius, they offer life insurance like no other company I've ever seen. I was a captive agent back in a previous life, I think. Policy Genius, makes shopping for life insurance easy. Shopping for life insurance can seem like a very daunting task, but if you've got loved ones that depend on you, it's really important. That's why Policy Genius makes it easy. They combine cutting-edge insurance marketplace help from licensed experts to save you time and money. Right now, you could save 50% or more. That got my attention, and I mean that. 50% or more by using Policy Genius to compare life insurance. When you're shopping for a policy that could last for more than a decade, those savings really start to add up. Here's how it works. First, go to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need and compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. Policy Genius will compare policies starting at as little as a dollar a day. You might even be eligible to skip the in-person medical exam. Once you apply, Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. And the best part is, they work for you, not the insurance company. So if you hit any speed bumps during the application process, they'll take care of everything. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across over 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google. Here's what you need to do, folks. So if you need life insurance, and you do, especially if you don't have any right now, you need life insurance. And if you have life insurance, compare. Go to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com right now to get started. You could save 50% or more by comparing quotes. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. Okay, very briefly, and this is kind of setting the stage for what Steve is going to be talking about and what we're going to be getting into. Right now, there is a coup, ongoing coup. President Trump had a press conference today at noon, Eastern time, the path to victory. I'm going to tell you something. What we are witnessing, rejoice. Rejoice because we are seeing things take place in our lifetime that other generations only dreamt about or suspected would take place. But God is working in fantastic ways to reveal all that is hidden. And very, very quickly, without imposing upon Steve's time too awful much, but this is so important to lay this out for what we're going to be talking about today in the larger sense. Steve's a big picture, bottom line kind of guy. I like to look at the granular details of things. I had a meeting for about four hours yesterday, after the show last night. It was into the wee hours of the morning, and, we found a few things, about the voting irregularities in 2016. People always ask, well, you know, if these voting, machines and the mechanism to switch votes, what happened in 2016? Well, in 2016, the same methods of electronic penetration and theft were employed in the primary as well as the general election, all in favor of Hillary Clinton. That's why Bernie Sanders lost in the primary. That worked in the primary, but not in the general election. The problem with the general election was that the vote margins were so skewed in favor of President Trump. In other words, not skewed, but people turned out in droves for President Trump. The numbers overwhelmed the algorithms. They could not flip that vote without being utterly transparent or, they weren't prepared for that. They were not prepared for that. When I say they, I'm talking about the individuals, the thieves behind the communist deep state globalists behind what's taking place. Now, in 2020, they made a similar mistake, which is why, I'd like to explain this to people, because if you're out there confused, I mean, absolutely like, oh my God, this is so confusing. It is. It is confusing. Someone's trying to really summarize it up for you here in three minutes. In 2020, this general election, they made a very similar mistake, which is the reason that they had to stop the voting count especially in battleground states. They sent the poll watchers home, and they brought in the manufactured vote when they sent the poll watchers home, including mass-produced ballots. One thing, and you can look this up on your own, okay, a month before Election Day in Philadelphia, a warehouse was broken into. Okay, now remember this. And a warehouse that held USB drives that were required for these voting machines, okay, or USB drives that were dedicated for these voting machines in that precinct, in that area, and in fact, all across the state, but specifically in Philadelphia. Stolen were the USB drives and the laptop. Now, just put that aside, okay, just put it over there on the table for a second. All right, so what we saw on Election Day, we saw starting out, President Trump is ahead, wide, big margins. In Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact, very large. But, okay, what happened was they stopped the vote and they looked at what they needed. And they said, wow, even the algorithm, we underplayed our algorithms because President Trump was coming out much greater than anticipated. The stopping the vote caused significant anomalies and red flags that we all have observed, creating the obvious appearance that the election results were manipulated. Well, this was a coordinated effort. Now, I want you to consider this from Michigan. In Michigan, a stunning 3,276 precincts where presidential votes were cast compared to the estimated voters based on reported statistic ranges from 84 to 350%. A statistical impossibility. You cannot have 350% of the residents voting. It's impossible. And an 84% turnout is almost unheard of. But that revealed a 431,954 number of excess ballots in that precinct alone. And that pattern repeated itself all across the state and other states. So you start looking at the algorithms and such. Now, until the tabulated voter turnout reached approximately 83%, you have to understand this. Until the tabulated voter turnout reached approximately 83%, President Trump was generally winning between 55 and 60% of every vote turnout point. Then, after counting was closed at 2 a.m., remember? Yeah, we're going to stop counting for the night. Go home. Everyone go home. The situation reversed itself dramatically, starting with a series of impossible statistical spikes. You can chart this out, and I know some people have. The ultimate red flag is maybe the greatest, I suppose. In the data sets, remember about if you would chart these results out, if you put them on a Excel spreadsheet or whatever, and we did this last night, you know, this was just absolutely incredible. Spikes totaling 384,733 ballots allegedly processed in a combined interval of only 2 hours and 38 minutes. And this also was featured on Gateway Pundit. This is not just my information. Gateway Pundit has this as well. When you look at the ballots that were processed during a 2 hour and 38 minute time period, you find that it is absolutely physically impossible given the available equipment at the four precinct locations. So in other words, just imagine where'd you vote? Let's say you voted at a schoolhouse or a township building or whatever it might be. And there's four machines there. Okay. When you take the 2 hours and 38 minutes, look at the spikes that occurred within that time period. There's no way that even if people spent like, you know, 30 seconds voting, you could not possibly accomplish this with the voting machines, with the number of voting machines. For example, and this is Wayne County, Michigan, I believe it is. Yeah, Michigan. Wayne County uses Dominion equipment where 46 out of 47 precincts or townships displayed a very unlikely 96% vote cast. 96% vote cast using the Secretary of State's number of voters in the precinct or township. And 25 of those 7 precincts or townships showed 100% turnout. Absolutely freaking impossible. And in fact, roughly 4,119 more ballots were cast than capacity. So don't tell me, do not tell me that, oh, voter fraud is, it's BS. I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. What did Chris Krebs, who is no longer employed among the unemployed, you know, the head of cybersecurity for the Department of Homeland Security, President Trump told the head of DHS, to fire Chris Krebs. Why? Because he said, hey, there's no evidence of any voter irregularities. Now, there is thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pages of irregularities. What the hell is wrong with you? And had the DHS, I'm not going to fire him. Well, he got fired this week. Why? Okay, I'm going to direct your attention to this short video clip. We're going to play it, stop it, and then, again, bring Steve Quayle on. But please bear with me on this. This is so critically important, so important that you understand, because I don't want you to be confused. You understand what's going on. And then I'm going to hit you with something. I don't know if anyone else saw this. We found this last night. A member of my team found this last night. And as you watch this, remember Sidney Powell. We're going to release the Kraken, or I'm going to release the Kraken. Remember that statement. Just remember. Okay, let's roll the clip.
Your reaction.
Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in this country.
Okay. Thank you for pausing that. Who do you think she's talking about? Remember, the president brought Sidney Powell on just, I think, a weekend or 2 weekends ago on his legal team. Who in that statement do you think she was talking about? One person who was there at the creation of this for Venezuela. Who's she representing? That's right. Good. Yes, she's representing General Mike Flynn. Why do you think people wanted Flynn out of the way? Okay, start real quick. Go ahead.
As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at, and we're beginning to collect evidence on the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems, surprisingly enough. Hunter Biden type graft to line their own pockets by getting a voting machine in that would either make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from it.
Okay. Remember Mike Pompeo giving a message to the governors. We know who you've been dealing with. Remember that Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, to the governors saying, oh yeah, we know we've got it all. She could not make a statement like she did without evidence, and I believe she's got it all. Go ahead, continue.
Well, that's straightforward. It may take, you're going to have to be quick to go through and to produce that investigation and the results of it. The December deadlines are approaching for electors, and just as we saw in 2000 with Bush v. Gore, how critical are those deadlines, and how urgent does that make your investigation and discovery?
Well, for fraud this serious, I think even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results, if they're stupid enough to do that, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable, and patriots are coming forward every day, all day, faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. It's going to be
mass ballot machines.
There needs to be a massive criminal investigation, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections.
With these allegations, these charges, is the FBI already carrying out an investigation of these voting companies where their servers are domiciled? And in at least three instances, we know they're in foreign countries. Tell us where the Justice Department is in all of this.
I wish I knew. I'm not on the inside, so I'm not privy to that information. I know that even Democratic senators and congresspeople for years have reported problems with this system to the FBI and to the government, and nobody's done a blooming thing about it. The people in the election security part of Department of Homeland Security need to be fired yesterday.
Okay, thank you. What happened this week? Chris Krebs fired yesterday. Well, not quite, but you get it. So Chris Krebs, she comes on with Donald Trump. She said, look, we got all this working with General Flynn. We got all of this information. He's a firsthand witness. Hey, Chris Krebs fired. Bingo. And then the last part, which is perhaps the most important part, and then we're going to get to Steve and get his reaction on this. Go ahead.
Absolutely ridiculous. Of course, Chris Wray needs to be fired, too, because the only FBI interview of any witness was to intimidate him and try to get him to change his truthful testimony 4 hours by an anti-Trump FBI agent. They still have politics infecting the FBI instead of just following the law. We are on the precipice of, this is essentially a new American revolution. And anybody who wants this country to remain free needs to step up right now. These are federal felonies. Altering a vote or changing a ballot is a federal felony. People need to come forward now and get on the right side of this issue and report the fraud they know existed in Dominion voting systems, because that's what it was created to do. It was its sole original purpose. It has been used all over the world to defy the will of people who wanted freedom.
Hang on with me.
Cindy, at the outset of this broadcast, I said that this is the culmination of what has been over a four-year effort to overthrow this president, to first deny his candidacy the election, but then to overthrow his presidency. This looks like the effort to carry out an end game in the effort against him. Do you concur?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken.
There you go. Stop. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? I'm going to release the Kraken. Well, guess what we found last night? This is anecdotal. I understand that. But when you start digging, and take a look at this image. What does that say, folks? Vault 7 CIA hacking tools. All right. This is from WikiLeaks. Take a look over on the left-hand side of your screen there. What's that say? Kraken. Kraken. All right. Now, We've got much, much more. And I know that's anecdotal only, and people will say, well, I've heard of that before, and that's not what she's referring to. Oh, but when you start digging, what you find is just amazing. All right. So the whole reason for this is to let you know, number one, obviously, there is a coup that is in progress against the American people. It's not against just President Trump. It's against you and me. Steve Quayle has been talking about this. By the way, stevequayle.com. He was a million years ahead of all of everyone else. And talking about being ahead of everyone else, if you're not a member of Q-Files, I don't know what to tell you. You need to be a member. Q-Files.tv, where Steve Quayle gives you important updates all of the time. I mean, frequently. I could not subsist without listening to Steve and watching Steve on his Q Files. And I'm not just saying that. It's important information that you need to know to survive what is coming. And I'm going to shut up now. The rest of the show is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Q Files. But I wanted to just to show you that I couldn't figure out how to fit this in anywhere else, but I wanted to at least display that as evidence, I believe, of the greatest coup against an American president that this country's ever seen, short of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. All right, Steve, thank you so much for bearing with me, and I apologize for taking your time.
Well, Doug, you've not taken up the time, and you're absolutely laying it out exquisitely for what I'm going to go. I want to deal with the word coup first, okay? There is a coup going on in the military versus the rest of the United States citizenry. Now, this doesn't apply to all the military, but what's happened just in the last day since Mark Esper got filed, and he was absolutely no friend of the United States of America. I've been saying this is the takeover and takedown of the United States by a fully communist-funded revolution undergoing by the Soros money interests, the technology interests, the billionaires. And guess what, Doug? All of the billionaires who became billionaires in the technology, in the spying and surveillance world, perfected their craft, as in witchcraft, in China. Because I made the statement on your show several years ago, the reason, ladies and gentlemen, they went to China is because China doesn't have any rules. And what you see in the Chinese social credit system has already been running in the background of our lives. We found out Faces of Death book too, Doug, just as I called it that, and I'm the guy that named it that. Now they're even going to block people that look like conservatives. That tells me two things. It tells me, number one, their facial recognition is not perfect. That's why I called it Faces of Death book. And number two, all dissent, anything beyond the official party line, to them must be squashed. Now, I can tell you point blank that there are top American generals in cahoots with top Canadian generals to swap prisoners. That's what Dave Hodges brought out. I independently verified that overseas. And what is the deal, ladies and gentlemen? You and I are the anybody who's a conservative, a Christian, a gun owner, NRA member, homeschooler, what made us the enemies of the state? And this is why what Doug is talking about is so important. There is a coup going on. And as evidence of that, Defense Secretary Chris Miller, he has activated the Special Operations Forces to report directly to him. Those of you unfamiliar, the president has control of Spec Ops.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I think that's so important because I've gotten emails saying, what does this mean? And I should just forward them to you, but go ahead.
Well, what that means, ladies and gentlemen, most people aren't aware, and I wasn't made aware until I was brought into that world about, I don't know, now, whatever, almost 12 years ago. But one of America's top-ranking special operations general told me, he says, Steve, we respond to our boss. And I see, he kept referring to his boss. He said, listen, who's your boss? The general's over you, and he was a four-star. And so I said, who can be? And he said, no, Steve, the president. So what has happened, Doug, is that Trump doesn't trust a lot of his military. For the record, ladies and gentlemen, over 200 what are called GOFOs, generals and fleet officers, went over to the Biden team. Some of Trump's personal heads of different departments went over to the Biden team. In other words, they wanted to be on the winning team. But I believe, Doug, what this is doing is putting the people under direct control that will arrest these different people. Now, look, I've never been a believer in Q. I think Q is nothing. Q Anonymous is nothing but COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program. But I will tell you this, that Trump is, he made a statement the other day, don't underestimate me, because what's running are parallel plans. Number one, I'm told the Supreme Court was presented, and every Chief Justice, they're not only Chief Justice, but every Supreme Court judge had to sign off. They're in possession of what Pompeo was talking about. The NSA has records of every single, both Republican and Democrat, senators, congressmen, who paid whom. Even if they tried to hide it, the NSA is more sophisticated than that. Someone who is a patriot at the NSA, I do not know the name, delivered. And every single one of the Supreme Court justices has a voluminous amount of data and evidence. It's in the millions of pages. Obviously, it's on computers. It's in the tens of thousands of hours of recorded phone calls of some of the most prominent Democrats and some Republicans being paid off through third-party corporations. That's all in the hands of the Supreme Court. But Trump knows that even that may not, be effectual in getting them to act, because most of them are blackmailed. I can't speak for the latest Bennett, but most of all the other Supreme Court are being blackmailed, especially, the Chief Justice. Now, how do I know this? I can only know this because, as you stated, and as Sidney Powell stated, people are coming forth. This is the time. This is the fight for the life of our country. This is the fight for the life of your family, of your children, of your grandchildren. This is no time to be a spectator. You know what happens to spectators, Doug? They get steamrolled. So the situation with Mark Esper, being fired, and now Chris Miller activating Special Operation Forces to report directly to him. I will tell you what that is a signal to certain generals in the Pentagon who made their men swear allegiance to him or them, a couple generals, and they basically were told, you do not obey You do not obey, forgive me, a direct order from the President of the United States. Now, that's a big deal. That's also treason and treachery. How is it that the American people have become so used to graft corruption and the mainstream vomit brokers? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the one that named the MSM the mainstream murderers. They have murdered. They're doing their best to kill democracy, liberty, and us. Again, I've said this, Doug, for so many years. Since when did the American people become the enemy? And the answer to that is simply this. When they came up against the globalist lies with the truth. And by the way, it all goes back to the basis of truth being Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto me except the Father. And they said, but we serve Satan. So the grand Luciferian plan for the United States is to destroy it, to basically turn ethnic groups against ethnic groups. That's what Jesus said, basically. Kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation. The word in Greek for nation is ethno. So what are we seeing now? We're seeing it. So here's what Trump is doing, in my opinion, as I have been told by some pretty good insiders. He's running three parallel, if you will, parallel plans to absolutely reveal to the American people the nature of the theft, the funding of the theft, the financing of the theft. And when Hal Turner, God bless Hal, when he reported that Gina Haspel, the head of the CIA, was taken to Guantanamo Bay in handcuffs, that's true. That was true. I don't know if she's back now. If she's back, then basically they probably persuaded her that she'd better come clean with it. The three-letter and four-letter agencies that are working behind the scenes to destroy everything we know as constitutional guarantee and the Bill of Rights, it's all exposed. And when you're talking 3 million pages of testimony, 3 million, Doug, 3 million, obviously on drives and discs, 35,000 hours of recording, massive amounts of financial data. And what people don't understand, if I wire some guy some money or he wires me some money, whether it's internally or externally, you know, the bottom line is all transactions and legal ones are legal. But the illegal ones that are tracked specifically from like Hunter Biden's account, from Papa Joe's account, from everybody who's out there, it doesn't matter. They absolutely have the goods. So what I'm saying, and I'll give it right back to you for your comment, is that there are parallel movements now to reveal to the American people. Now, that goes along with what I said 7 years, maybe it's longer than that now. I think I'm, you know, basically looking at events to such an extent, I don't remember when I said it, but you'll remember. I said before, God allows the Chinese and Russians to attack the United States with nuclear weapons, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. I believe this whole revelation, if you will, this whole unfolding is because a hand of a holy God, a righteous God, and a faithful God. He's going to show the people exactly what we've settled for. He's going to say the time of being a spectator, if you want freedom, if you want liberty, if you want a future for your children and grandchildren, you better realize it's now time to fight. And I rebuke the pacifistic spirit of the woke evangelicals. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. They serve another God. They serve another. They don't serve Jesus because they can't even mention his name because it might be too offensive. What you have is literally the parting of the Red Sea. You've got the Egyptians on one side, and that would be the Democrats, the communists, the globalists, New World, ready to just absolutely nail anybody who is a constitutionalist, you know, Christian, all of the people that they hate. And isn't it interesting? And we are facing our Red Sea moment, and God is going to part the Red Sea so that we can see. We're facing a Red SEA moment so we can SEE face the reality. And when we're in this position, this is why it's so critical. I'm talking about praying the prayer of faith. I'm talking about if one will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. I'm not talking about pleading and just asking God to save the United States. I'm asking for people to understand imprecatory prayer. Imprecatory prayer is when you come up against the enemies of God. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. That's a really simple example of an imprecatory prayer. But in order for American Christians and what I would call jellyfishians, those are ones with no backbone, no spine, and just go with the flow of the day, which is the woke movement. The thing is, Doug, is that we're now in the fight of our life. And so many of us, you better realize, we're in the fight for eternal life. Because if you think you're going to go along to get along and everybody's going to leave you alone, they're not going to leave you alone. Back to the generals. They're going to take American prisoners, and we all know who they are. Anybody that they designate a threat, that would be me, that would be Doug, that would be all alt news people. It would be all listeners. It would be anybody who has ever even donated to a church. They'll match it against their algorithms and they'll know. See, here's the thing I want people to understand. When I made the statement years ago that I do not believe in artificial intelligence as being something they can generate, I do believe, however, of the ghost in the machine. I believe in the demonic possession of inanimate objects. I've seen it with my own eyes. Unfortunately, so many missionaries come back from Africa. Maybe they don't anymore, but they would bring back idols. And they would come under such incredible, incredible oppression, depression. Some would commit suicide because they didn't understand that a cursed object can have a supernatural possession. And it's not just a Stephen King novel. It's not just any of the new sci-fi movies like The Mummy or whatever. It's absolutely a true fact. And so now look at it too. You see all on the History Channel, the Travel Channel, all of the educational channels, they're all dealing with the ghosts and supernatural and occult stuff. But even they have to go back at times, like Ancient Aliens. They always try and use the Bible to establish the Ancient Aliens. I've spent my life writing books on not only the angels, but the fallen angels and the whole Genesis 6 narrative. And now people say, well, how is that important? I would draw attention, and Eric, if you can put it up, please. It's one of the top articles. It's the 6G article. The 6G, we're just getting through with 5G, and everybody's seeing, like, wow, why is it that we're all having sleepless nights or headaches or weird thoughts, weird dreams? 6G is called the Genesis 6 Project, and it's on the top of my website, Doug, and if you want to link to it, you're welcome to.
Absolutely.
But it's really critical. Kudos to Tracy Yates, because I'll tell you what that is. When I was in the world, and you were at Branson, you heard my story, but when I was personally, how should I say, an understudy to one of the most amazing men of God in the special operations community, he's infamous. He basically led me into a world of understanding. One of the first things he prayed, and he said, Steve, you've got to go and seek the Lord. Because he quoted Nietzsche, once you stare into the abyss, you've got to understand the abyss stares back. And what's interesting, in essence, once you know, you can't unknow. And quite candidly, Doug, thank you. I thought I was more capable, more mature than I was, and I found out, boy, take heed lest you think you stand. Take heed when you lest you think you stand, you fall. So 5G is already your 6G. And again, what it's talking about is the Genesis 6 Project. Now, why is this important? Because, ladies and gentlemen, even today, as I'm on with Doug Hagman, or actually tonight, I'm sorry, November 19th, a meeting is taking place in a foreign city with three of the most powerful evil figures in the world. One happens to be the literal fallen angel Chaos. Little did I know when I started on the Genesis 6 narrative and the studying and the writing and everything that I would be seeing the very fulfillment of Scripture. The reason Genesis 6 was chosen is because of the speed. In all of my time of giants, I think everybody will find this interesting, Doug, whether it's a Russian famous ophthalmological surgeon, whether it's people that are, in special forces talking about what they have to do to fight the things that go bump in the night, 6G will be the electronic control grid when the giants come forth. One of those horrific battles was at Dulce, New Mexico, the underground base. And what was interesting is before Phil Schneider was murdered years ago, because he was one of the base builders and around the country, and he knew what was going on, and he was murdered. And I was going to interview him the week before he was murdered. By the way, they claimed he committed suicide. Not true. His hands were tied behind his back. I mean, horrible things were done to him. So that's what happens. Now we're getting close to the point of disclosure. In the Septuagint, there Isaiah 13:3 says, "Giants are coming. Behold, I send them." And it's God in the first person speaking. When people give themselves over to evil, God gives them the evil they desire. And when they are opening the gates of hell, that's what Jesus was talking about, that the gates of hell won't prevail. But he didn't say they're not going to try. He didn't say they're not going to open. So imagine 6G is the equivalent of the cerebral cortex to control these, not only the giants, but also to control us. And we're now at a defined moment where even our DNA can be monitored. By the way, the giants hunt by smelling individual DNA. I was told that almost, 12 years ago. Now, we're finding out not only does DNA have a smell of its own, it has a song of its own. In other words, frequencies of my DNA are different than yours, Doug, and vice versa. So when we talk about war, I want to start getting people to understand that the whole revelation in Ephesians 6 is about fighting against stuff we don't see. Unfortunately, we have entered into the American church a testicle-free zone. And by the way, there is a scripture, somebody doesn't know this, but there's a scripture in the Old Testament that says, you know, if you're wounded in the stones, meaning you no longer have them, you can't enter into the congregation of the Lord. Well, that was a physical thing, but I'm talking now about the spiritual implications of it. We have been numbed down, we have been dumbed down, we have been mind controlled. Again, I quote the former head of the CIA said, "Well, no, our mind control efforts have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie." The Democrats in plain sight are stealing the election, ladies and gentlemen. The fair elections don't exist. Donald Trump, you like him, you hate him, whatever your position is, he's the only thing that stands between you and I and them kicking in our doors and taking us away at night. If you want to know what's planned for that, I think Dave Hodges' article deals with that either today or yesterday. But you've got to understand, they're serious. They want the guns. And Doug, you know, I just posted an article today, I think 490 million guns in the hands of American people. What is lost on the argument is the fact that we have had NATO troops in the United States, and NATO's not the friend of the American people. Let me just tell you this. We have got Chinese in this country. I don't care what the shills say in Canada. I can tell you point blank that the people that I get the information from are not the typical internet people just trying to, you know, say, well, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I have a gentleman that works for me in Mexico. He's one of my, one of my experts on what's being dug up in Mexico, the whole, if you will, Aztec alien stuff. You've heard some of that at Branson. But he knows what's going on, because before he got saved, he was pretty much a top-ranking guy in the Mexican mafia. And, you know, he came to know Jesus in a powerful way. The guy spends his waking moments in the presence of the Lord when he's not going out and digging up artifacts for me, or filming all of the strange UFO activity off of the Baja Peninsula. By the way, that's where the jets encountered all those UFOs that were released. People all over the world now are seeing strange phenomena. Another asteroid that could have hit the Earth came within 200 miles of the Earth. That's the closest approaching asteroid. But getting back to all these things, they're all focused on one thing, and that's this. When the city that's on a hill loses its light, everybody loses their fix. When the salt loses its savor, in other words, we no longer have the ability as a nation, as a God-fearing, at least God-honoring people, to withhold evil. And evil, remember, even in the old days, if you didn't preserve something with salt, it rotted. We are allowing the rot, the political rot, to literally destroy the foundations. And that's why I quote the scripture all the time. If the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Go ahead, Doug. I need to take some water.
Wow. That was an incredible soliloquy of the timeline events and the bigger picture. And even 6G in Genesis 6 and the naming, that's a fantastic. So I can only speak to, the one thing I can speak to, you mentioned about the guns, how many guns there are more guns, obviously, than people here in the United States, But one thing I just wanted to mention in kind of on my side and compare this to what Steve is saying. The reason that we're in this position today is that the leftist, communist, globalist, the people who want to keep secrets like that hidden and have that power for themselves, by the way, the laws will be prejudicial against us, the Christians, the Christian conservatives. And a lot of Christians have sold out. Just real quick here, the effort to ban or to confiscate guns will take place right away after, in the minds right now of the Biden-Harris people. Okay, they won in their minds. They're coming into power, and anything else is a steal. But I just want you to – I want to just take you back to 1993 real quick. In an Associated Press interview, Joe Biden, as senator, said, banning guns is an idea whose time has come. And the only reason I mentioned that in the shadow of what Steve said is everything that you heard Steve say is going to be accomplished by a disarmed citizenry. And you might say, well, they're not going to get my guns. Well, no, you don't understand. They're going to get your guns not by knocking on their door and walking in saying, Mr. Hagman, can you give me your guns? Because you got like three here on the paper. Oh, no. They're going to walk over pieces of your body and take the guns. Okay. But this is all about power. I guess that's a big thing. This is all about power. And this is the fight for power right now. The fight for power. Who's going to ultimately prevail? The globalist Marxist communists, along with the Muslims, who are part of that globalist communist Marxist ideology, Ilhan Omar, for example, or are we, the conservative Christians, people like Steve and the people who follow and listen to what Steve has to say. And we have to wake up. We on this side have to wake up and stand up and say, no. So thank you, Steve. You had said so much there. I could take any one of those avenues or parallel tracks and really make a conversation out of it. But man, that was a lot of information. So thank you for that.
Well, one of the things, Doug, too, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, after the last virtual conference, final warning, brace for impact. And that's what we're doing. We're bracing for impact. We've been sending out alerts called final warning, and Doug, you've gotten them. I hope you've gotten them. But after today, we sent out the final alert that goes to everybody on our mailing list. Starting next week, we're going to only be sending those alerts. And by the way, they're pretty well developed. I guess you'd call them mini reports. And they're only going to be going out to the Q-File subscribers, Q-Files 2.0 subscribers. And it's really important you understand. I have scheduled for next, I think, either Thursday or Friday night, a 90-minute interview with Mike Adams. One of the benefits I'm adding to the Q-File subscribers is having specific guests who don't pull any punches. I don't pull any punches, and I don't want, I'm trying to keep it as, factual as possible. So, Doug, they have to go to the Q-Files to basically sign up.
And that's kind of a security measure on your part, too, right? I mean, it has to be.
Yes, it is. It has to be. Because, in essence, I had a very vicious, supposedly Republican, overweight woman absolutely mocking me, mocking my sources, mocking you, and I won't even give her name, but here's the deal. She got it because she signed up for the conference. Well, she's off of the mailing list. And I ask everybody, the Q files that are listening to it or watching it, to do not share it. The reason if you share it, it gives a potential enemy against you. Does that make sense, Doug? I'm trying to get God's people, and only God can do it, but I'm trying to sound the alarm, basically telling them, please keep this information, because if you keep it to yourself, it will end up keeping you safer. Because that's my whole position. My whole position on the Q files is this, putting it behind a subscription wall. I've had so many people rip off so much stuff. Given the unease of where the economy is, I still have to pay my rent. I have to pay my guys, Tyler and Daryl. I have
Looks like Steve, you froze up there.
Got a cover.
Okay. Do we lose him? Okay. You froze up there for a second. I just want to say this. Hang on, Steve. Let it rebuffer here a minute. I just want to say this. This is exactly what you stated. In other words, a member of the Q-Files 2.0 giving access to a non-member, and then that non-member causing mischief in whatever way, shape, or form. You know what, folks? This is exactly how we've been gaining access to the Antifa, BLM, Black Bloc, all of the leftist organizations. We find someone, we gain access through their generosity. Yes, yes. And I'll tell you what, right now we could actually take down entire blocks of communications. But instead, we're monitoring them. But see, this is why it's important, folks, to sign up for Q-Files 2.0, okay, and keep it to yourself because of what I just described to you. What we're doing, although we're not tearing it down, but we're monitoring it, and I'm telling you that's exactly what would happen. So please, go to Q-Files 2.0, sign up, and keep it to yourself. But go ahead. Should be buffered
out. Well, thank you, Doug. Yeah, and again, today is the last day, so the final warning alert that everybody got today will be the last one unless they sign up for the Q-File subscription. By the way, I won't give it away, but I will tell you this. We have a way of tracking if it shows up outside of our system. Have to do that. Once it's given, there's only been, I think, one case a woman asked me to forgive her because she sent it to her husband. That's not what I mean. But once, you know, we have anybody who sends it against our wishes, we just ban them. I instantly refund their money. And I'm saying this, if I can't trust you now with information that's trying to keep your life safe, then you're only doing what I would call yourself a disfavor. There's nothing I say or Doug says or any guest says that can cause any of your relatives, your daughters, sons, or anything to change their mind. But when they do change their mind, you can tell them where to go from there. Because ultimately, Doug, every single one of our family members is in, we have to place them in the hand of God. I literally do that. Whenever I get frustrated with any of my family members, I put them in the hand of God. And this is what's important.
Can I ask you a question? Because this is something that I've been wrestling with and others I know listening and watching this. Is this something that, I think about when I'm gone, when I'm not on this earth anymore. Is this something that you think about too, where without my presence, you know, my family members, daughters, sons, brothers, sisters, whatever it might be, you want to protect them after you're gone. Is that what you're kind of saying too?
Well, absolutely, because look, if it weren't for your listeners, my listeners, our collective listeners, people of faith really praying for us. You and I wouldn't be here, Doug. We both know the nature of our enemies. I'm talking about real ones that want us dead. That's why I want to thank each and every one of you that prays for us. That's why I want to thank each and every one of you that basically bears us up in your heart. Because if we're gone, we can't. And Doug, you and I are building a legacy. God will use, should peradventure, either one of us go to an early exit from this earth into the presence of Almighty God, there will still be, God will bring thoughts, words, themes back. And even if we're gone, they'll say, well, that's what Doug was talking about. That's what Steve was talking about. That's a living legacy that shows that God himself is jealous over his word to perform it. That doesn't mean he's jealous over my word or Doug's word, but when we're doing what God commanded us to, like sharing these specific scriptures and stuff, then God is jealous. That means he will see to it. Not one word the Lord has spoken will fall to the ground. A good example of that is Doug, you know, again, in 1992, when God gave me that word that hadn't been fulfilled for 28 years, that, you know, that the trains wouldn't run, the trucks wouldn't run, airplanes wouldn't fly. And he said, I am going to bring America to a complete standstill in order for them to consider their ways. I'm the one that's been warning about famine coming. I've been warning about, since I started on talk radio, actually about 10 years before that, when I started with a couple other guys, the prep movement. That just meant that we were the ones that were extolling people. And some of the older guys like Kirk Saxon, and, you know, there's a lot of older guys, and now I think they're passed away, and they handed off to us. But now we're getting to the point where the famine, and this is what I put in today's alert, the famine will take hold, and the grocery stores will not be replenished. Because these guys are going to do everything, these guys, the globalists, the Satanists, the Luciferians, to destroy the American people. They will inject us with a nano, I would call this hybridized vaccine that has no liability to the vaccine producers, which prompts my statement of years ago, actually a long time ago, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead. And some of those statements now are entering into, I would say, the wider internet sphere because it makes sense. It makes sense. And now, ladies and gentlemen, because of all of the biblical, if you will, issues that are coming to pass. Bill Gates did more for the book of Revelation, I think, than most preachers in America did. He said, you won't be able to travel, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. And now he's being frustrated because of praying Christians, Doug. He's being frustrated. Well, I didn't know anything about putting a tracking mechanism in the vaccines. I never thought of it. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So, again, that's what prompted my statement. They want to track us, whack us, which means kill us, and stack us, meaning the bodies. Well, that's very harsh. Well, I will just tell you this. If you think that's harsh, you're listening to the wrong show with Doug. You're listening to the wrong show with me. And you better suck it up, Buttercup, because you are going to be in the world of battles, not bubble baths, okay? You're going to be thrust in to the world of battles and not bubble baths. So, Doug, I submit to you that what's going to happen to the people that have been put out of business when you've got idiots like, you know, the blah, 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 Blasio, or, you know, Cuomo, closing the schools, destroying the businesses, and yet these guys get caught out partying until they're hardy. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, the global gulag has a statement, and guess what it is? Do as we say, not as we do. Watch Gavin Newsom take 8 of the whatever councilmen to Maui and party hardy. No masks, ladies and gentlemen. If you do not understand the mask was the primary acknowledgement externally of submission to the very hellions that are trying to destroy you, I don't know what to say to you. If you don't understand that the destruction of human communications, of cutting off humans, and of absolutely destroying that interplay. And that's what I miss the most about Branson, Doug, shaking hands, or in my case, fist bumping of people that have blessed you, blessed me, blessed us. And to all of Doug's Patreons, thank you guys so much. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So what I'm really, I guess you'd say, up in arms about is that I do not want to see one of my Christian brothers slaughtered. I don't want any of my Christian men that listen to this to watch horrible things done to their wives before their eyes. I don't want you to see what they're going to do to your children. You think child trafficking And Doug, this is the most important point, and I want to throw it back to you on this. If you go into the camps, I've seen some of the most horrific, nonsensical, mind-warped, mind-controlled, let's just say this, their cerebral cortexes have been vacuum cleaned out through their nose, just like the Egyptian priests used to embalm the pharaohs. Literally, can you imagine that? Somebody putting a vacuum cleaner up their nostril with a little thing just sucking their brains out? I saw one posting. We'll all go into the camp and my children and I will just do what God wants us to do. You'll be separated from your children. You'll be separated from your wives, never to see them again on this side of eternity. Is that not worth fighting for? But even more importantly than that, what about King David when he took on Goliath? He had taken on the bear first. He had taken on the lion first. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that was barehanded. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that which is coming to pass, tell me, where is apathy and indifference? Where is any mode for that? And Doug, back to the 490 million guns. It's one thing to have a firearm. It's another thing to be trained in its use. It's one thing to think that you get to shoot the bad guys and they don't shoot back. It's another thing, and I know that Record and Bob Griswold have talked about dynamic entries. When they come to your house, they kick in the door. You're half asleep, and bang, 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 you're instantly with the Lord. This is something to stop. We either stop it now. We either stand against this virulent, viral, mainstream madness, MSM, this vomitous projection of hell telling you to basically listen to us, but don't do what we do. Now, look, I've said this too. God is dividing the country. Obviously, Jesus said that. But the sides are being chosen. Most people thought Fox News was the same thing as the gospel of Fox until they found out that Fox threw the election for Joe Biden. They threw it. Rupert Murdoch's son's wife, I forget which one, basically said, we stole the election. We stole the election. We stole the election. Not if the American people stand up. I'm telling them, write letters to your senators, write letters to, and seriously, write, do everything you can do, and then learn to handle your firearm, and you need to purpose. This is my line in the sand, and I'm telling you this. The thing I talked about at the beginning of the show is really significant. That Miller is activating the special operations forces to report directly to him. Trump knows the four-star generals that are betraying him. He knows them by name. Trump knows the Canadian generals that have already rolled over with the Chinese. Trump does know that. So this thing is so all-encompassing, Doug, so all-important that I don't want anybody to end up in the Gulag Ameripelago, okay? That's a term I coined, I don't know, 20 years ago. Or let's just say this, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to be thrust into the same thing that our Siberian brethren have had to endure all these years while we just didn't even care about them. How about the North Korean horrors to Christians? What goes on to them? We didn't care about it.
Hey, is any Christian, Steve? Sorry for over talking. Have they ever picked up a history book? Have they seen what's gone on with the Bolshevik Revolution, with Rwanda, the Tutsis and Hutu? I could go on, but World War II, you know, we must not expect mercy from these people. These people are without mercy. They're going to come in and they're going to kill us. And those people who say that they, or believe that they're going to go to a concentration camp and be, you know, just go along to get along, you're absolutely crazy. We've seen pictures. We've seen footage of Jewish privilege. By the way, look up Jewish privilege in World War II. Jewish privilege was a thing in World War II. Exchange that now for white privilege and conservative Christian privilege and understand what's going to happen to you. I'm sorry, but pick up a flipping history book. Go ahead.
Agreed, Doug. And how about George Soros openly bragging about betraying Jews and laughing about it? Yeah. Yet notice this, Harris Faulkner, when Newt Gingrich, a couple months ago, even brought up George Soros, why is nobody dealing with George Soros? Why is the president not even identifying him as a root of evil? He's more sinister in his endeavor to destroy the United States than even Hillary is. And that's hard to believe. So, you know, the ramifications, ladies and gentlemen, of you doing nothing are beyond, and I won't do it, beyond my ability to describe the horrors that I've seen. To, I want your eyes on Jesus, not on that stuff. But again, God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because he doesn't present it, but because God's people don't take him seriously. We listen to the voices, the vomit voices, the double V's coming out of Hollywood. We listen to those, how should I say this, automatons for the left. The ones that, and here's something I don't understand yet. Maybe you do, Doug. But what would even allow Trump, what advisor would allow him to go into a debate with a stacked deck? He's too smart a businessman. I don't understand that unless it was part of the plan to openly show the people the bias. I don't know. I'm just speculating there. But I will tell you this, that it's going to get really bad. I would say, based on, you know, the countdown, everyone, it's to the 14th of December or whatever. I would expect Trump to act in a progressively more visible manner. Just like the situation with special forces, because they will swear their allegiance to him. They are even, I guess you'd say, bound by that. And that means that the generals of special forces will come up against the generals who are selling out the country. And by the way, military intelligence is pretty good. They know who's getting how much money. And I want to put everything into the Chinese parentheses. Look at the Chinese war papers, the white papers, the statements of General Jintao or Haoshan, H-A-O-T-I-A-N. We're going to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. We do not think it immoral. 80% of our military is there, meaning they're going to kill every man, woman, and child.
You know, Steve, if I can interject something here. People,
you can always interject.
Okay, what you're talking about, I came across this image, this photograph. This is an untouched photograph. Please take a look at this. All right. This, expect this in the streets of America. This is a picture that was taken in the Ukraine. A woman was forced to strip in the fields while drunken soldiers, political squads, and other progressives raped the women, taken from their homes, from their husbands, from their parents. Then when they were finished, they simply lined them up and killed them all. If you don't think that this is not going to happen here, because look back, and I said pick up a history book, because mobs of normal German boys back in World War II, they were sent on rape crusades. They hunted for Jewish girls to attack and to rape. Jewish stores and businesses were vandalized. Jews were ostracized in public and everything. Jewish was shunned. Just replace the word Christian. Replace the word Jew with Christian or conservative, ideological conservative. They are not going to have mercy on you. And I hope that picture is sobering enough to say, whoa, I got to get off the fence, or I won't let that happen to me. Steve, that picture just, it tears my heart out to see that. It really, but that's not, that's untouched. That's a recently declassified photograph from Ukraine.
Well, here's the thing. When men turn out to be whores, W-H-O-R-E-S, and women too, like ancient Israel did, when they walked in the ways of the living God, he blessed them above all nations. By the way, chosen people, it basically means God took a group of heathen and taught them through Abraham who he is. He led them by example. But when the whores, W-H-O-R-E-S, abandoned the living God, the horrors, H-O-R-R-O-R-S, were subject to the absolute debauchery, destruction, and horrific things done to them. And I'm telling you this, I'm looking for the day the White House quits being a whorehouse, W-H-O-R-E, because that's one thing, and I give Melania Trump a lot of credit in this. She wanted the place exercised.
I think she did have it exercised. I think maybe not by definition of exorcism by a Catholic priest, but I think it happened.
Yeah. And see, this is the thing that I think people need to understand too right now. Even the fiction of Hollywood, like White House Down and, you know, the sequel in London, the bottom line is that they're already telegraphing what's going to happen. And this is astonishing to me that people will sit back, become non-involved when the symbol of your freedom, the White House, it has been. And you remember when I call him the abomination of desolation, wouldn't back Biden for president. And all of a sudden he's come out. You know why he's come out? Because he knows what's known about him. Well, we never had any, stuff like Trump had in his administration. We never had, what's the word he used, Doug? There's a word. Are you kidding me? Fast and furious? Are you kidding me?
Scandals. Scandals. I was searching for that word too. But you're talking about scandals or?
Yeah, scandals.
Yeah.
And scandals were to the Obama administration what total history records as treason in the fall of other, meaning the fall, not the time of the year, but the actual destruction of the nation. You know, there are people that have written about Rome, the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, classic works, but there are people drawing from the classics, even the, if you will, the mirror images to the fall of the Roman Empire right now in our time. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Famine strikes the world, except Russia. By the way, Russia is in the best position of any nation in the world now with their grain harvest, with their financial planning. They're almost all in gold, meaning Russia is. Russia demands payment in gold for any of the technology they sell. Guess who isn't paying Russia their debt in gold? China. Doug, there have been five times that China has tried to take over their, not portion, but the part of Russian territory that basically butts up against one of the biggest freshwater body lakes in the world. Russia and China are going at it, but Putin even put around the whole thing, if you will. He put a barrier of any news. I think it's 1,000-mile circumference. Nothing goes out on the news. Yet China's getting really beat up badly. Same thing in India. India basically has been cleaning the clocks of the Chinese. The Chinese aren't adapted to the atmosphere the barometric pressure. They can't handle the cold. And by the way, their military is barely getting fed. Mao Zedong came to power on the promise of a bowl of rice for everyone. Today they announced, China announced, that they're going to target the tunnel that the Indians built that can move all kinds of minimum materials up the mountain faster than China can. India immediately responded, "We will consider this an act of full-scale war and act accordingly." India has nuclear hypersonic nuclear warheads on their site, hypersonic missiles on up already in the Himalayas. They're less than 2 minutes away from the Three Gorges Dam. So while China's openly talking about taking on Japan, Taiwan, India, and the United States, it seems like God is saying, you're going to meet with the same fate as any other nation. Remember, President Xi said he's God. I want people to see this in real time. President Xi had Bibles written where in the beginning, Xi created the heavens and the earth. Okay? Such blasphemy. The blood of Christians on his hands. Our brothers and sisters in China died to get the images out on their cell phones. Horrible stuff. The amount of death due to Wuhan virus was off the charts. It's in the tens of millions. They admit to 1,500,000, 54 million cases. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And Doug, before we go on today's show, I'm going to tell you what's happening right now. The hemorrhagic version. Now hear me. Of the Wuhan bioweapon is now starting to show up. It's pretty deadly. It's got an extended incubation period of 24 to 36 days. You know how long ago I talked about that? It was in May.
A while.
Yeah, a while. I think I also, correct me if I'm wrong, but I sent you a communique that I received talking about how this was going to go.
Yep. Yeah, you did. And that was about that time period, too.
Yep. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, there's about, interesting enough, there's about a half a dozen states, and all the states are openly and overtly Democratic. I don't know what to make of that. But the point is that years ago, I made the statement that my greatest concern in the whole bioweapons development program was that people would be intentionally infected, turned loose in the West, and launch the greatest pandemics in history. I don't think I missed it by much, and that was in the days of Breathe No Evil. I really don't. So now that a hemorrhagic fever has been spliced into a what's called Wuhan virus, WV, the third slot. Oh, and by the way, there are 48 slots total. Well, I don't believe you because nobody else is talking about it. That's why you're in unbelief. And that's why you're no effect to the world around you. You know, Doug, in essence, what I'm saying to people is this. Ask the people that slam you and I, ask them, you know, ask the people that pay attention to them, what have those guys done? What have those ladies done? And usually the answer comes back, nothing. So what I'm trying to get people to understand is this. We either quit fighting amongst ourselves in Christianity, suck it up, repent, and get right with God, and allow him to move in our lives and through our lives through a transformational encounter with the power of the resurrection. Quit believing in a revival. I don't care how many prophets are saying it's going to get better. Everything's going to get better. Just send me your money. Just send me your money. One guy took umbrage with me on that, and I'm saying this. A wannabe apostle. I'm telling you, if somebody puts on, if I handed you a card that said apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher for the equipping of the saints, you should tear that card up. A man's gift makes way for him. He doesn't need to make a way for his own gift. Does that make sense?
Very much.
And what's happening, Doug, is everybody believes. Now, I believe that there will be a great revival. I believe it will be in the midst of the worst series of events, tribulations, plural, that we've ever known. Jesus said there's never been time like it would be again, except the days be short for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of, how should I say this? Wimpy people saying it's all gonna be well, just, you know, it has to take its course. That's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Because one woman got prayer taken out of school. We have 3% of the population, maybe less than that, that want to make 26 different names for 26 different whatever somebody wants to claim, the whatever, what do I call, the alternate reality people.
Yeah, science deniers.
With all the different alphabet names and stuff.
Yep.
But here's the thing. They hate traditional marriage because they hate God. They Amen. Hate the traditional role of a male and a female because they hate God. They hate the children. They have to abort. They have to butcher. They have to turn them into food flavoring because they hate God. Because our little brothers and sisters that were butchered, aborted, and even our little brothers and sisters now that are sold, they're human beings, are sold into child trafficking, pedophilia, snuff films. Snuff films is when they rape the children and kill them on camera. And all the pervs sign up to buy it.
That's a real thing.
Yes. It is a real thing. I'm telling you this, ladies and gentlemen, if I could, here's what I'd do. You know what you should do? Go into your bathtub, get at least a cup of cold water. I'd tell you a bucket, but maybe you don't need a bucket. And just say, Lord, I want you to awaken me. And pour a big bucket of, not a big bucket, a big glass of the coldest water you can over your head. And just say, Lord, shake me, wake me, make me what you want me to be. Because I think the bottom line is too many people, and I won't say this, I think we're dwelling in the dust of death rather than taking our God-given charge, rather than putting the devil on the run, we're on the run. The old statement, when the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. I suggest to you we're in the tyranny phase. And again, it's problematic. So repentance brings, and I'm telling people, I do not use the word revival. I don't. I use the word resurrection. Jesus is a resurrection. He's not the revival. And so many of God's people that once walked with him are dead. Look at the pulpits in America. This guy, one guy, I won't even name his name, but he's called a womanizing whoremonger. And he's one of the most outspoken guys for a huge movement that went wrong when they started accepting that God's word didn't really mean what God said and started accepting the lifestyle changers, the people claiming to be one of 26 species of humans or subhumans. The point is that those places are producing those type of events. And it's also interesting, Doug, that one of the guys who believes in 14 raptures just had to step down from his church because of the same thing, women. And I tell people this, sexuality is the strongest force in the universe when it comes to the appetite of demons, lust being expressed through humans. Women were made beautiful. Trust me. Adam, when he woke up, you know, and saw Eve, you know, and he didn't go, can you do better than that, God? No. It was probably, wow, wow, wow. So again, you have to fight. I have to fight. We have to fight for our children. By the way, another story I posted today. Colleges, even the Wall Street Journal saying colleges are a waste. So what are you going to do for 4 years? Go into debt? I'm warning every Christian parent, and by the way, I've done this, Doug, for years and years. Do not send your children to college, especially if they have to become indebted. Because at some point, whoever is, is wanting to put a whole bunch of out of job, college graduates to work, there are no jobs. There's always jobs for the elite, Harvard, Yale, Dartmouth, those lawyers, and there's always lawyers, ladies and gentlemen. The scientists, if they're really smart, they get subducted into the intelligence world. I have a friend, when he was 6 years old, 8 years old, could understand physics. Yes, he is a savant. I have another friend, two separate people, 12 years old. Dr. Edward Teller, the head of Majestic, and don't let anybody tell you it doesn't exist, it does, sought him out personally because of his giftings. Sought him out personally. Your children, if you've got exceptionally bright children, you'll get a knock on the door sometime. Somebody will show up and say, we're from a government agency. We would like to train your child. We'll give him the best teaching in the world. By the way, we'll pay off your mortgage. You will get a monthly check. People don't think that happens. It happens all the time, only to the brightest, though. So as you're dealing with reality, put away the word revival. What's going to bring revival? My repentance, your repentance, our repentance, calling on God, saying, Lord, Lord, remember your mercy in the midst of judgment. God, spare the little ones. Where were we when they're being slaughtered? And you know this, Doug, I still salute. I always salute you and Craig Sawyer and Russ Dizdar for fighting the cause. For helping. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm in on some stuff. I don't physically take part in it, but Doug shares what they're doing and he's making a difference. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering, and those of you who are Christians want to know where you should send your tithes, send it where you get fed. Send it where you get fed. I want to share something too, Doug. A lot of your listeners, my listeners, have been helping out with the vets and the single women and the widows. And I'm talking single moms.
Praise God.
Yeah, and I mean, they are so grateful, and I want to read this, if I might. This is a vet, okay? He said, Steve, and thank you, everybody that is so generous. He said this, and this is just one. I'm going to start posting them all, because this is a testimony to the listener's faithfulness, to the listener's generosity. But I just want you to know, one guy said, I thought you were BSing me, Steve. He said, and then I got your check. I started weeping uncontrollably. I was praying, God, how can I feed myself? How can I feed the people? He was in tears. This is not the man. I'll find that one. Well, we don't have that much time, but I'll read this one. Mr. Quayle, I am the Army Combat Disabled Vet that recently wrote you for assistance. And it came. I cannot express how much it means and helps. I was brought to tears by your ability and generosity in assisting me. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I give all of that thanks to the Lord Jesus. Somebody wrote me an email and said Bob Mumford used to call it the evening sacrifice. Presenting everything that anybody would compliment me for, I take it to the Lord. I give it to the Lord. I won't keep you, but know that you matter to this humble man. You are a blessing, and I'm glad to assist in subscribing to your work. God bless you and your family, sir. Some of the vets don't have legs. Some don't have arms. Some have no hope. And these are the ones, ladies and gentlemen, that you're helping. These are the ones that are just, I can say this, they're so grateful. But they're the ones, ladies and gentlemen, I just read a story that they want to give the vets the vaccine first. I'm pleading with you, veterans. I'm pleading. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't volunteer for anything. Look what you volunteered for in the first place, and look the way you're treated now. Please, ladies and gentlemen, that came from a scientist friend of mine saying, warn the vets, Steve. Warn the vets. They're first up because they want them dead. You understand maybe why the Department of Defense wants me cut off, you know? And has cut me off. So again, it's problematic, Doug. I'm just looking for another email that I wanted to read, but it doesn't matter. So ladies and gentlemen, when you specify, I want this to go to a single mom. I have some people that are just so generous, and I bless you in Jesus' name. We've had to figure another way to, you know, obviously money orders or our cashier's checks, because banks, listen to this. Some of these brothers of sisters of ours are so, so in desperate need that the banks won't cash checks. I fought with a bank in Philadelphia. I believe it's Philadelphia. They lied to me. I said, ma'am, you can call my bank and I'll give them permission to tell you there's plenty of money in the account. They wouldn't do it. So they finally took the check because I was raising a stink. And told the young lady that she could not, actually she's not young, she's old, I think, well, not old. She's as old as I am, 69, whatever. They told her she had to wait until Wednesday. I called the bank. Oh, I got switched around. One of the banker's name was Robin. I forget the other one. Robin wouldn't talk to me. I said to this lady, I don't know her name, and no, I didn't, you know, probably use the right voice, but I said, ma'am, this woman has nothing to eat. This woman is in dire needs. Would you please cash that check? And then I gave her my bank name and number and made her wait another day. Doug, I need to say this to everybody on this broadcast tonight. You must get what you're going to get. If you have to go online to buy soup, buy it. By the way, I went on Amazon looking for chunky beef soup and out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. That's what I think that Bezos meant when he said there'll come a day when Amazon won't be here. Not the Amazon that you can buy books and whatever you want to buy, the whole Amazon offering. But ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing on the shelves. Who do you go to? I'm trying to get you there. I'm trying to warn you there. Well, you've been saying that for years. Yeah, the people that listen are years ahead of you. The point is, if you've got a husband that will not allow you the freedom to spend money to get food and stuff, ask him to write it, put it in writing. I want to remind you, when you're starving, whatever your husband's name is, that you stop me and date it. Why won't do that? We'll say, then why are you stopping me? Because I love you, knowing that I see what's going on and you don't. Now, I understand there's some real, I don't even know the word to use. Real bears, excuse me, my whiskers getting me again. Real bears of husbands that want to basically oversee every dollar that their wives spend. As they sit, oh, and by the way, the day of sitting in your comfortable, lazy bottom chair, watching whatever spectator sports coming to an end. It's coming to an end. Doug, isn't it interesting that sports brought America to its knees with Colin Kaepernick or whatever the guy's name is? Look at how easy it was to take up a false cause to bring America to its knees. If you ask for people to fill the churches for a prayer meeting, you couldn't get them. But if you had some singer, song, whatever, and by the way, I believe you can even see the deterioration of the church through contemporary music. That does contemporary, what is it called? CCM, contemporary Christian music. When music honored God above all, when music that was based on a mighty fortress is our God, trust and obey, I'll hail the power of Jesus' name. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me and you white as snow. All of that had content, but it had an anointing. Because I'm not saying all Christian contemporary music is bad. I listen to some of it. But I actually can tell you this. I got more out of the Doobie Brothers' Jesus is Just All Right, because at least they put his name in it. I remember hearing one song when I first got saved. It's called It Only Takes an Ember to Keep a Fire Going. That's how it is with God's love. That was the stupidest song. I remember standing up in church saying, whoa, you guys, that's absolutely not even relevant. You need the Holy Ghost fire. You need the fire that was on the disciples in the book of Acts. You need an internal fire. You need to have, just like the prophet said, just like fire shut up in my bones. Clap your hands, aye, people, shout with a shout. You know, let's just say this. Oscar Mayer has a name for that. B-A-L-O-N-E-Y. My baloney has a first name. You know, or the people that are so oppressed singing, 1, 2, 3, what, the devil's under my feet. I don't even know the words. But another song, are you kidding me? I saw people singing that were the most oppressed people in the world. I'm sure Satan's going, yep, you got the heel print on your life, but sing it all you want. We need to come into a spirit of worship that is based on the Holy Spirit and on truth. The neatest thing about telling God the truth is he knows it already. And the neatest prayer is, God, you said in your word, though my sin be as scarlet, that means as red as you can make sin look, you'll make me as white as snow. Isn't that a pretty good deal, Doug, that God says, I'll do it if you ask?
Sure.
But what's really important is this, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting closer to heaven if we know the Lord every single hour of the day. We're getting closer to hell, or you guys are getting close to hell, those that reject us, watch us, and mock us. You're getting one step closer to eternal damnation, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the worm that's in you doesn't die. A worm infested, eternally damned. Oh, you can't talk like that. That's not in my Bible. Oh, yes, it is. Jesus said those exact words. We have a choice. God won't force himself on anybody. God won't, you know, twist your arm or anything, but he'll say, here's what's going on. And I guess, Doug, today, too, and I'll turn it right back over to you again, that so many people are in the valley of decision. I do not want to walk with the undecided. You know that same thing. You don't want to walk with the undecided. Bible says, choose ye this day who you're going to follow. If the Lord be Lord, God of heaven, follow him. If not, follow Baal. But when you follow Baal, remember this, 400 and whatever plus got taken out by the prophet Lord when the Spirit of God, Elijah, came upon him. And he mocked him as they poured, you know, they called upon Baal to take the sacrifice. Nothing happens with all the prophets of Baal and all the prophets of Hail, North Carolina word for hell, you know, the prophets of Baal until the man of God stands up, takes his authority, and states, let the fire of Almighty God come upon the altar. Go ahead, pour water at it. Take as much water and as time as you like. Fill everything with water. And when the Spirit of God, when the fire of God fell on the sacrifice, that the prophets of Baal, they were cutting themselves. They were literally becoming self-flagellants. That means they just cut themselves all over. You know, what's that word for people that cut themselves? Self-mutilator. There's another word for it. And then when they were done and they're calling upon their little g, and Elijah called upon his big G, God Almighty, what happened? Fire came from heaven. It consumed the sacrifice on the pile of wood or whatever, licked up all of the water. God did a lock, stock, and barrel job at that point. And guess what? The prophets who were worshiping the false gods perished that day. And I don't think you'll have to worry about seeing them in heaven. Go ahead, Doug.
Very well stated. You know, it's... by the way, folks, I just hope you caught, and this relates to what Steve is saying. I hope you caught the press conference today at noon Eastern time of, Donald Trump's attorneys laying out an absolutely mind blowing, it'll blow your hair back, knock your socks off case of voter theft. Okay. The reason I mentioned that, okay, in the context of what Steve is saying is because there is a rift within the church itself, and the church, right now, that rift is being exploited. As Steve said, you know, if you're not in full faith, don't walk with me. Because by the way, that would be a very precarious walk, I would say, but also the marginalization of evangelical Bible believing true Christians is so great today. And this is part of it. This whole thing is part of it. This coup, by the way, is not just from the United or for the United States. It's global, and it involves Christians. Have you noticed, folks, how the influx of other than Christians, we'll call them, into the United States, into countries with a predominantly Christian population has been encouraged by their leaders, by globalist leaders, to water down the Christian population. This is about marginalizing people. This is about marginalizing Christians. And then once you marginalize them, and especially white Christians, I'm saying that there's, Steve, it's along many divides. But if you are a white, and you started off the broadcast today kind of by saying Faces of Death book, you know, identifying anyone who looks like a conservative, all right? If you've got the attire of a conservative or even maybe the facial expressions of a conservative, and yeah, there's some tells there. But anyway, we are being marginalized. Dehumanized maybe is the proper term as Christians in this fight in which we're involved in. This is a spiritual fight. And I believe as I saw, or as the press conference laid out, it's undeniable that this was a coup in America. And the coup is separating the, progressive communist globalists from the conservatives. It is separating the Christian, the real Bible believing Christians from the, would you say evangelifish Christians?
Well, yeah, I would call them the evangelifish, okay?
Yeah.
Evangelifish. Someone said, well, that's really self-right. No, it isn't. It's true. Listen, if you don't stand against evil, you're part of it. If you don't speak up for Jesus, you're part of it. And if you deny Jesus, the Bible says in the book of John that you are the spirit of Antichrist. What spirit denies Jesus? The spirit of Antichrist. Yep. Again, Doug, I want to say something. And this is a clue, everybody. You pray and ask the Lord for the understanding. If three of the most evil people in the world identified with the slaughter of the world are getting together to meet. By the way, one of them is the literal entity chaos. I'll just give you that. The other two are earthly dupes. And they're getting together to decide when to announce the Antichrist, when to announce, take the cloaking and the veiling off of all of the aliens are here to save us from ourselves. What I talked to, by the way, Doug, one of the most important subject matters on the Final Warning Brace for Impact was Tom Horn's presentation of how it's going to be sold. Now, not all 1.3 or 4 billion Catholics are going to buy into it, but how it's going to be sold, that the aliens created us, how the problems of the world are going to be solved, and that discussion is taking place today. One of the best examples of the world.
When I saw that, I thought, I remembered 50, I guess it'd be 50 some years ago when I was, or 50 years ago when I was in the seminary, I was watching Tom Horn. Folks, you've got to get the video on demand or the DVD, DVDs. Get the DVDs, video on demand of the Final Warning Conference. Please do that. But when I was watching Tom Horn, I remembered being in, a young man in the seminary. Yes, a Jesuit seminary. Yes. Okay, so have at it. Okay, I didn't know it was a Jesuit seminary. I didn't even know what a Jesuit was, for crying out loud. But anyway, there was discussion. We had a discussion group. It was for extra credit, talking about the very thing that Tom was talking, and you're talking about, and that was, hey, could it be that we are the offspring of alien an alien race, and how that fits into the end times? So even a half a century ago, I can't believe I'm that old. We were talking about this in a seminary. Now, of course, it was a discussion group, but nonetheless, it was introduced. It was being introduced into that environ back in half a century ago. So I'm just saying, you know, boy. I don't know why I mentioned that except to say it all fits.
It all fits.
It all fits.
It all fits.
And you put, this guy, Steve Quayle, folks, if you don't think that he put together a crack team of informational assets for you and I in this conference, man, forget about it. Remember that? Forget about it. I'm telling you, it's very, very well done, by the way, that conference. Very well done and very well laid out. So please, folks, go to gen6.com. There it is right there. Purchase Final Warning 2020 video on demand, $99. You can't beat it with a stick. That's still, how long is that going to be available, Steve?
VOD is going to be available for the next 6 months, but Doug, they can also buy the series of five, video or DVDs and watch it over and over and over.
That's the way I'd go.
And that's $129 or $120. But the thing that's interesting is that people are emailing me. And by the way, they're all sent out. They were all sent out. I was so concerned about the integrity of the conference, Final Warning, Brace for Impact, that I had everybody basically film their presentation. It went to the disc makers. So in case they took us down, and you know, just the expenses for the cybersecurity were astonishing. Because we had backup power, we had a team of, you know, people on computers watching the attacks coming in, rerouting. I mean, this is way over my, Eric, you would understand.
It was more secure than the voting in 2020.
Yeah, it was. It actually was. And, you know, the thing I always want to do for people is give the best. And I'm sorry that, you know, you just don't get it for free, but I've learned something in all my life. Of either writing a newsletter or being aware or a prep thing when I was in the preparedness business, quote, survival business, whatever, is that people don't appreciate what they get for free, but they want to make sure they get their money's worth. Isn't that interesting, Doug? Human nature and the response we've gotten back from this, number one, if it hadn't been for my editor, Scott Sterling, who is a gifted guy, the guy's got enough Emmys. And by the way, they fill his wall in his house. And Darren Geisinger did a fabulous job of, you know, he's a homesteader and he's out there splitting wood or talking about this stuff. I mean, all of the production was cracker jack, and the cross section of people, everybody from Gerald Celente, first time, I believe, Brandon Smith of altmarket.news. By the way, his article today says, you better understand, if you don't stand up against face masks, vaccinations, and social distancing, in essence, he's saying you're dead. I agree with Brandon, but he was one of the speakers. And we had, again, Mike Adams just knocked it out of the ballpark. And every speaker, Daniel Holdings, the author of Midnight Stripes, Judgment Unleashed, did probably one of the most mind-blowing, absolutely astonishingly well-produced DVDs I've ever seen in my life. It was that good. So I don't think in any way, shape, or form people didn't get to hear the cream of the crop. Greg Hunter was right on, and thank God for Greg Hunter because he doesn't pull any punches. My goal was to get everybody that was a speaker there to speak as if it was the last time, not because the world's going to end or anything, but because of what you're experiencing, Doug, you know, on YouTube, what I've experienced. I've been off YouTube for I don't know, whatever year. Now, I do have a YouTube channel. Rhonda finally corrected me on this, and that's to take down all the cartoon characters. We take them down. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not post any of my original articles on YouTube. They're at Brighteon, Brighteon.
And we're hooked up together. Just so you know, Steve, and Rhonda can, but anyway, so if you go to, Steve's channel, subscribe to our channel and subscribe to, if you go to our channel, subscribe to Steve's channel. We're both on Brighteon. We're on Rumble too, but Brighteon is kind of like our, repository and your home for your videos, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Because we're both kind of hooked together somehow, and I don't quite understand how, but we're hooked together in a sense at Brighteon. So thank you.
Well, yes. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, I remember talking about algorithms when somebody thought that was a dance they did in Latin America. That's not to be xenophobic and everything, but rhythm, you know, the thing is that algorithms are becoming more sophisticated. I was on a trip to Peru. Two of the people that are the smartest people in the world on artificial intelligence were there. I'm not sure I really even know their name. They showed up. They paid. And we had a talk, Doug, and that was maybe, I think, now 3 or 4 years ago. And they said, Steve, AI is totally transparent now. He said the only way they limit people that buy AI programs is by the filters. But he said, in essence, it's transparent. That means, Doug, that AI has achieved such a level of sophistication that it's almost impossible to, you know, beat it in the natural. Mm-hmm. But what is really critical that people need to understand now is this Faces of Death book, New Rule. I want to make it clear. Obviously, I look like me. Doug looks like Doug. This is the real me. That is the real Doug. But anybody that's white, we're both white, nothing against anybody who's any other color. Anybody who looks like us, they're going to censor automatically. So if there's another person that looks like me, hairline, beard, whatever, or Doug, they're going to censor that person too. They're going to cut them off because they're so paranoid that the truth will get out even through a secondary. Sure, they can lock me down. They have. They can lock Doug down. They have. They can cut us off of any ability to earn any, and by the way, the newest Facebook thing says basically bottom line, we can make all the money on we want and you get none. Did you see that new thing they sent out?
Yes. Yes, I have. And we have a Facebook presence, but, no longer. I'm trying like hell to delete the thing and you just can't do it. Okay. And people will write me and say, oh yeah, you can't. No, I mean, you honestly can't if they don't want you to. And there are some places, for some reason, they don't want us to. But to what you're saying, Steve, if you can just, indulge me for a moment. What you've been saying this whole show, I want to show you what appeared on Facebook. And folks, you might remember this. I don't know. You talk about, Zuckerberg and Facebook and what the intent is here. Remember this? Go ahead and show this real quick. Steve, I don't know if you remember this. The picture on the left of the young boy, he's mentally impaired. His mouth is covered. They beat the living crap out of this young boy. Okay. Live on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg live on Facebook. Those people on the right beat the crap out of that young man and laughed about it. And Zuckerberg didn't do a damn thing about it. And yeah, I'm pissed off. Because remember this, not too many people. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh yeah, that's right. But no one is standing up. No one is saying, wait a minute, this isn't right. Oh, a couple of senators yesterday took Zuckerberg to task, thank God. And but I should say this. I hate the way he always answers the question. Yes or no? Yes or no? Is this good? Yes or no? Senator, now, just say yes or no. I've seen this in court trials. And you know, the judges don't put up with that crap. Okay. The judges say, answer the question, yes or no, or I'm going to find, you know, hold you in contempt. But yet, Zuckerberg gets away with this crap. Steve, the reason I showed that is because that to me is the encapsulation of the dehumanization, the fact that you and I and every one of the Christians out there who are participating in this Faces of Death book, and thank you for that characterization, that colorful commentary. This is what they will celebrate with us. And you know who's going to be doing the biggest celebrating of all? It's going to be the Christians who say, oh, just go along with everything. Just go along with everything. And that saddens me. It does. But back to you, sir. I don't know if that made sense, if that was appropriate to stick
in. It does. Because this will come as a surprise to a lot of people. 25, 26 years now when I started on talk radio, I was a guest a couple of years before on everybody else's show until I think KHNC in Johnstown offered me my own show. I basically said this, when persecution comes to America, it will be the claimants to Christianity, I actually think I said in those days, false Christians, that will persecute the true people of faith. If that's not going on right now, Doug, with the woke movement, if that's not going on, that people have so little content or so little respect for the living God, they've been preaching in the pulpits, but they got to go out and become a man whore, there's something wrong. There's something wrong in the guy that takes people to the Holy Land every year for tours, and he's an expert on anything, and he's got a giant Bible open, and basically he got tagged for tagging the ladies. I'm sure that's offensive to somebody. And it goes on and on. And somebody said, who am I? The same false prophet, or no, a false apostle said, who are you to judge? I am allowed on the basis of Scripture to say this is wrong according to Scripture. Judging means sentencing. And oh, by the way, if he really were an apostle, I think he should know that. And I would say this, most of the apostles who claim to be, I say, they don't even understand the definition of an apostle. They don't even act like an apostle. Apostle literally means master builder. I say, you're more concerned with tearing down than building up. And let me share this, God is very clear that judgment begins in his house. And then the scripture says, what will happen to those who are outside his house? Look, I have no stones to throw. All I'm saying is this. I'm responding to the statement, where is, why is, and how has the church become so impotent, so non-functional, so divorced from lifting up Jesus, so powerless because there's no power of the Holy Spirit? Listen, going along to get along gets you in hell. Going along, and the scripture also says, by their fruit ye shall know them. No fruit? Forget it. James says, show me your faith by your works, and I'll believe you have faith. Immediately, some Christians say, well, our salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. Agreed. But he's talking, James specifically, about those who claim to have salvation, but have no works. Oh, you're such a guilt monger. No, I'm not. Go to the Word of God. Well, I just listen to the voice of God. I don't read the Bible. I said, you're listening to the voice of demons, deceptive spirits, evil spirits. But Doug, because of church, the true Church of Jesus Christ has become so carnal in the sense of, they just don't stand up for what they believe. And I'd say this to people. Look, I'm praying every day. My prayer, one of my prayers every day, even in the, you know, wherever I'm at, God, help me to stand in the evil day. Mm-hmm. Help me, Lord, to stand in the evil day. For the days are evil and only getting worse. And then I pray for others, that God help my listeners, viewers, the people that have been my clients, the people that have bought the books, the DVDs and stuff. God, cause them to stand. Let the fire off the altar, God. And oh, by the way, I'm aware and I do pray that the Lord will take the coals off the altar and touch my lips. People think somehow that we're exempt from being human. People think somehow that anybody who stands for Jesus should be a rubber ducky, okay? People think that you overcome evil with kindness. Wrong. Remember, Jesus came as the Lamb of God when he came first time, incarnated on the earth, to die on Calvary for our sins, resurrecting, taking up his life again as he laid down his life. But this time he comes as a lion of the tribe of Judah, as that lion portrait behind me. Somebody says, why don't you have a cross? Because the cross is empty. But I'm told to have the boldness of a lion, that Jesus is coming as the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's coming to defeat death, hell, and the grave. He actually defeated them when he gave up his life. But death, hell, and the grave are walking on the planet right now. By the way, Doug, those are entities, just like chaos. Chaos, people assume, is just, you know, a condition of everything's disrupted. Wrong. Death, hell, and the grave. Well, that guy died. He died because of Grim Reaper, okay? Hell. Hell is like a body. People have gone to hell, have seen that there's the belly of hell, there's the arms of hell, there's different levels of hell. The grave. The grave Jesus conquered when the stone was rolled away. And he's coming back to take you and take me when he returns on that day. I believe fully in the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible does say all who stand godly in Christ Jesus are going to suffer. All are going to suffer. Doug,
Jesus did. Why shouldn't we?
Yeah, and the servant's no greater than his master. One of the things I think is astonishing, you're watching this in Donald Trump. Why is it that the whole world hates him? The only other guy I know, that, I'm not saying Trump is Jesus. I don't know the eternal stadium, but I do know this. No human man on his own strength could stand against what has come against that man.
Amen.
No human being. I get people saying, you guys give too much credit to your critics. And when, by the way, they're usually anonymous. Yet they're such cowards. They're such wimps. Or then I get the wimpy righteous. I'm appalled that you would use that word. No, you're going to be in an early coffin, and the only appalled you're going to get are the pallbearers, because people that won't stand for Jesus, you know, and they always want to have excuses. I want to see their faith. I want to see them out putting their lives on the line. And I think everybody has that right to see that, expect that, and to emulate that. Boldness is contagious. That's why men who fight in combat, the real leaders are out in front of them. I once talked to Special Forces Command that deals with all that really dark stuff in the world that most people don't even know exists. And they talked about their commanding general who was out without ego, without any apology. They basically said, General so-and-so is the first out of the chopper. They said, he's first on the battle line. He said, if I can't be on the battle line, don't follow me. But if I am on the battle line, the same God that defends me will defend you. Mm. How's that for leadership?
That is leadership. It should be.
Again, I just want to thank you. Go ahead and take it. I think I'm going to lose my voice.
Well, you know what? It's been an incredibly informative show with Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com is the website. The Q Files 2.0 for the Q Files. I believe that's necessary for the intellectual and spiritual infusion in the times in which we live. So please sign up for the Q Files, Q Files 2.0. If you haven't done so already, do it now. Again, required for the intellectual infusion and spiritual infusion to help us in the times in which we live. And yes, it's a fee-based service. It's beyond the paywall. Yes, yes, absolutely. And no excuse or no apologies for that. One last thing I want to show you. Steve, you had mentioned this, and then we're out of here. Circulating on social media, I did not create this. Back in 1956, there was a Biderman, something known as the Biderman Report of coercion and communist brainwashing. somebody, and I'm not sure, I think it's beingfree.ca, had taken that Biderman report, the information in that larger thing, put it within a chart. Take a look at this. Communist coercive methods for eliciting individual compliance, chart of coercion on the left, COVID-19 on the right. Steve had mentioned about masks. Well, there you go. We're out of here. Steve, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Doug. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.